you're into that.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We're coming in soft today. I don't know why. I was just sort of in a quiet mood.
It's a resurrection of the ASMR episode.
Oh,
should we
true.
Get closer to the mic?
No, I don't want to get close to the mic.
Fair enough.
I was listening back to that episode, and I was like, oh, my voice so close to the microphone.
It's beautiful. It's calming.
Do you also have a problem listening to your own voice? Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore. Now I know that my voice sounds different than what I thought it sounded like. Like, I thought I sounded way cooler.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
Than I sound in real life. And also, when I'm in the flow of editing, I can sometimes just be like, these are two people. Like, I sometimes feel less like, here's me doing something embarrassing.
Yeah, I slip into, like, how a normal person would view me.
Yes.
Whereas usually I have this outside person who I've created, who's the meanest person in the world.
Who could ever exist.
Who perceives me.
Yes.
And that's how I perceive myself.
Much like Bad Art Friend, she's texting behind your back, like, oh my god, I hate her so much.
She is. Mm-hmm. She is, though.
Yeah. She's the Bad Art Friend.
This is, like, I feel like I should start, I'm starting a talk with, like, preteen girls.
Yeah.
Talking about their inner critic.
Did you all get that copy of the American Girl body book?
Yes.
That's important to start the conversation today,
I think
ladies.
I did. The Karen Keeping a View.
So good.
Karen Keeping a View.
Here's a question that I have. We're going to get to your episode so soon, I swear.
We'll get there.
Is there a Karen Keeping a View for young men?
What a good idea.
Because it's the Karen Keeping a View is so great that, to my recollection, and I'll confess I haven't read it in quite a few years, but my recollection of it is that it's just so, like, neutral positive, right?
I bet they've updated it too.
Yeah, but it's like, the best thing about it is it was just like, here's what's up. Like, in an honest way that's not pandering to like a little baby.
Right.
But not like crazy or like, you know, any. It was just like, here's what's up. Here's what's going on. Here's some things you can anticipate. Here's some things that are different for everybody.
This is what's happening downstairs.
This is what's happening.
It was very helpful.
It was
indeed.
And to young men, ages 9 to 14. Is there a book like that for them? I don't know.
I really don't know. And I think that if there isn't one, I don't think we're the best people to write it.
No.
But it might have to be us if nobody else has done it.
We can do it.
I think that we would. I think we'd do okay.
I think we'd do okay. I think we would need a male voice in the room.
Yeah. Our husbands could do it. That's hilarious, thinking of the two of them trying to cobble together.
I love my husband very much. Communication, not his strongest suit.
My husband is a reporter.
Your husband
so
would
he
do,
might do a good job.
An excellent job. Adam's chapters would be like, I mean, yeah, so that's, yeah. What, you got more questions? Don't.
Yeah. Like, you throw that back to Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris is like, okay, all right. Just pulling a lot of New York Times quotes.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about any of that today.
We're not talking about the care and keeping
about
of anyone today.
Well...
Oh.
Well, no, I don't think there's a segue there. We're talking about something so off the wall that there is no way for me to introduce it to you.
Throw it at me.
I can't. There's no way. There's no way for me to get into this. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Say it like you're reading it for the first time as well.
I never can do that. They always told us to do that in, like, English class, and I'm like, but I have read it.
I'm familiar with it.
I'm gonna start here. Snape wife.
Back up.
This is what I'm telling you.
Back right out.
Snape wife.
I can't do this.
We have to stay here.
I have to
we
get
have
out
to
of
stay
this
here.
Room.
No, you have to stay here, legally. So... Yeah, like I said, I feel like I always say, like, I don't know how to start here. I really don't know how to start here.
No two words have been more potent in combination to me.
Snape wife.
Snape wife.
And I'm not saying snake wife.
Different.
But, okay, let me explain. I'm going to have to operate from a working knowledge of Harry Potter, because if you don't have some kind of working knowledge of Harry Potter, I don't think that you can enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
You can try.
You can try.
If you have a full working knowledge of Harry Potter, I don't think you'll enjoy this episode.
I think most people have enough of a cultural, even if you haven't, like, fully read all the books. I think most people have a cultural knowledge of Snape. He's the mean teacher played by that guy whose name I can't remember.
Alan Rickman. Here's what I'll give you. Yeah, it's Severus Snape is like a main antagonist of the Harry Potter series who has a surprise redemption arc at the end.
Surprise.
Oh, that I should have put a spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning.
No, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not putting a spoiler warning on Harry Potter.
It's been out for a while now.
That's too bad. What are you, a 7-year-old and even listening to this?
Even if you were waiting for the movie's been out for a while now.
I don't care. That's not my responsibility. Okay? That's not my responsibility. I'm sweating.
You're mad. Allie looks furious that someone would even think about being angry about
it. And it's like, who asked me to do this? And like, I'm here. I did this.
Allie's someone who just made up a guy to get angry at. That just happened in front of my eyes.
Oh my God. The unfortunate thing is sometimes that's my husband. And he's like, is this me right now or is this somebody else? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take this one outside. So this all began for me on Jezebel.com, as many deranged obsessions do. They have good, like, crazy articles about crazy topics.
Jezebel.com that died and was resurrected recently, much like Christ.
Much like Christ. much like somebody else we're going to talk about.
Oh.
Christ is not absent from this topic.
Oh, good. I thought it was a non sequitur. Turns out it was a preview.
So there was an article by Ashley Reese called Consider the Snape Wife.
Must I?
You must.
Okay. What a title. That's
never
so good.
In my life have I clicked faster on an article. Never in my life have I clicked so fast. I just have to read you this is how the article opens.
Yes.
This is what, this, you're me.
Yeah.
This is what I read. In the mid to late 2000s, Snape wives were the object of Harry Potter fandom scorn. A Snape wife, for those of you who didn't spend your formative years on Harry Potter focused live journal communities, this is a nerdy woman. I think she would agree with that. Like, she's very into fandoms and stuff. A Snape wife is a woman who is overly invested in Severus Snape, the anti-hero of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, often to the point of justifying his worst behavior. These women largely haunted live journals and fan forums celebrating the mysterious dark horse, but a smaller group was even more ardent in their fandom. A definition in Urban Dictionary shed some additional light. Quote, a group of middle-aged women, so this is describing Snape wives, as, quote, a group of middle-aged women on the internet who believe they are all married to Severus Snape from the Harry Potter books on the astral plane.
I love that we're bringing the astral plane into this.
And early, too.
Early, exactly. Early. It's like, we're going right to the astral plane.
So the end of that is they have real-life meetings where they take turns channeling the spirit of Snape so that they can have wedding ceremonies with him.
I have a lot of questions.
I don't know how many I'll be able to answer, frankly. I'm going to keep going. Hold your questions for now.
Yeah, I have a feeling some of them at least will be answered, and the others we will scream about together.
What I want to know, though, is have you heard of this?
I have seen the title, Consider the Snape Wife, and I have wanted to click upon it and then was busy that day. That has been my experience with this article because I'm also a Jezebel user. And I knew they were women obsessed with Snape. That's kind of where I'm at. Astral plane really takes me, if you will, to the astral plane. It takes me on a journey I'm excited to go on.
We're getting spiritual today, baby.
Wow.
So yeah, I knew, and I think you make a good point. Like, I knew that in all fan fiction, for whatever reason, also for literally our moms, fan fiction is like fan created works about famous literary canons. Like, you write a story with the Harry Potter characters, but you're a 14-year-old girl in Iowa and you post it online.
I wrote one about Twilight. I'm not too proud to say that.
I would love to read that.
I, on purpose, have never looked to see if it still exists because I don't want to. I want it to be dead. But I did write Twilight fanfiction in my day.
You've heard that, folks.
On fanfiction.net.
Internet, do your thing. God. No, you should find it, and then we should find an arbitrary goal of, like, how many subscribers we need for you to read it.
My old Twilight fanfic.
And then you can kill yourself.
And then I stop appearing on the podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, I knew that in fan fiction, there's a tendency for people to create romantic themes with the villain of the narrative in sort of a, like, not like other girls genre.
Yes.
And also, like, hypersexualize a lot of that fanfic, which I am like, okay.
But you'd think they'd do that with Draco.
Oh, well, we've already talked. And we're gonna talk. And they do. And don't they? So, we're gonna talk about the Germione Paradox episode, which you did, which the real OG horror honeys will remember.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Need a break from the horrifying reality of real life? Well, do we have a sexy deal for you.
Go to adamandeve.com and use our special code HORROR for 50% off almost any item and free shipping. That's H-O-R-R-O-R at checkout for 50% off and free shipping. Order now and get ready to...
I can see how we got to, like, a little fanfiction community about Snape as an object of romantic affection.
Sure.
I see how we got there.
And if you're into, I'm about to say something that's going to sound very mean, and I don't mean it mean. If you're into a pathetic guy, I don't mean it mean.
I know you don't.
I don't mean it mean. If that's what you're into, because Snape in the Harry Potter books was like only in love with one woman his entire life, made his whole life about that woman, and she, like, could not give him the time of day. Now, she couldn't give him the time of day because he was a white supremacist, but...
That's fair.
If you're into a pathetic guy who has the romantic backstory of, like, he only ever loved one woman and she couldn't give him the time of day because he was a white supremacist, then...
They tend to gloss that over. They really get it.
Then fine, if you're into that.
I do like the idea of someone pining for me after death. Mm-hmm. Like, they love me so much that even when they can't possibly fuck me anymore, they still are devoted to me.
And they will bully your child.
And they'll bully your child, my child, over it. So I can get there.
Yes.
All right? Okay,
yes.
I get it. Fan fiction, for those of you who don't know, don't start. So I think it started in a pretty neutral, at least for fanfiction, space, and then, like, took on a more specific air with a couple of specific incidences that took off. And a lot of those were what seemed like sort of fanfiction role plays where people would write as if they were in the story, like as if they were journaling from within a story, like that's how they would be writing their fan fiction, and would refer to themselves as Snape's wife, Severus Snape's wife, as being married to him, and I think this became enough of a staple of that genre that, like, the community would start referring to themselves as almost like being in a plural marriage.
Yeah.
Like as sister wives almost.
Yeah. Which again, like in an online fandom space, I can see that being like a funny inside joke in my online fandom space. Like we're all married to Snape here. Like we're all writing
exactly.
As
yeah.
Snape's wife. How funny that we're sister wives for this fictional character that we like.
And there's something about this one that just jumps off the page a little too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like different levels of intensity to which people take this. One user known as Lady Darkness,
ooh,
that's a good username for all of this.
Really?
I think it started at one of the starting points, like it's hard to pin down like how it started, but one of them was she published her vows
to Snape,
her vows to Severus Snape, for her marriage by proxy, which was, you know, so for those of you, I'm going to talk about astral projection later, obviously. You know what? Let's start with the vows. Sam, I would be so grateful if you could read us a little something.
I would love to.
And
let me take a sip of water.
Can you take a sip of water, please?
Channel.
Yeah. I'll scroll. I'm going to scroll for you.
Thank you.
So don't worry.
So this is me pledging myself to Severus Snape.
So this is taken from her wedding to Severus Snape.
Right.
Her spiritual wedding.
Her spiritual wedding.
To this anti-hero in a fictional YA
novel
series.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So get there.
I gotta get there first. So I... Okay. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
I promise to always be faithful in body and mind and never love another man. One second. Hold on. Okay. I'm just,
What's wrong?
So they're saying because I'm married to Severus Snape, I don't fuck?
I guess so.
Anymore anyone?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, another man. Maybe they're all bisexual.
Sure.
I don't like it. Okay, I apologize. Everyone, I apologize.
I don't super want to welcome that into the bisexual community, but I mean, I guess I don't really, I'm not their gatekeeper. So I'm gonna ask for you to just continue.
I am thinking about I see this a lot on Twitter, people being like, so annoying when a bisexual girl is like, I'm only attracted to girls, and then like one type of guy, but that one guy is Severus Snape. I'm bisexual. Like, I'm mostly into girls, but I am married to Severus
Snape. I am also married
to
Severus Snape. And everyone's like, what?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll start over. I promise to be always faithful in body and mind and never love another man. I promise to love and cherish you, Severus Snape, all of my life. I promise to respect and honor you all of my life. I promise to dedicate all of my life to you.
All of it.
I promise to stand by you in good times and bad times. I promise to protect and guard you and to prevent you from any harm. What would harm him? I promise. He lives in a book. I promise to provide anything you need for you. What could he need? I promise to take the best care of you. I promise to use your name with the respect it deserves.
We start veering into a weird place.
Yeah. I promise to always wear the ring with your name in it as a symbol of my love. I promise to obey you no matter what. What could he ask?
Again, we're sort of veering now off to a crazy place.
I promise to respect your wishes and not be selfish. I promise to look after you in sickness and in health. Should I keep reading?
Yeah, this is the end part.
Okay. I solemnly promise.
You're doing great. You're doing really good.
All of this to you, Severus Snape, my only love. I'm going to throw something out so fast. If I complete these vows, am I bound to him?
I'm going to just ask you to finish right here.
Will the candles all flicker and he'll come down and all belong to him? Is this a vow with the devil? Are you going to take my blood?
Oh, I mean, if you could just finish the paragraph, that would be awesome.
Listeners, if you don't hear from me again after this.
If you could complete the vows, that would be perfect.
May these words create a strong, loving bond which can only be broken by death. If I break the promise made or treat you not in the manner I should be, I'll make sure I'll die?
I don't even know what that means.
May all the good forces and spirits bless our love eternally so it will be done? What?
Good job, Sam. That was the vows.
I have a few thoughts. Can I share a couple of thoughts?
I will let you share a couple of thoughts. I do want you to share those thoughts knowing that, yes, I am sorry, Sam. Those were binding.
I'm taking off
take your ring off. I'm going to give you some time to let your husband know.
Yeah. After you head out today, I'll just let him know.
Yeah.
Okay. A few thoughts. What sickness or health could you possibly stand by him in? He lives in a book. What orders could you possibly obey from him? He lives in a book. The idea that it's like a semi, you will make sure you'll die. That's so troubling.
Oh, it's so horrifying.
That's so horrifying and troubling. And then just one more thing I'd like to throw out is like, what is he promising to you? Like, these are your vows to Snape. Does Snape give you vows back for the similar, like, I promise to love and protect you? Or are you, is this super one-sided, what you're doing for, like, what are you getting from Snape?
His vows, unpublished to my knowledge.
Okay. I'm sure they're beautiful.
There does seem to be a servile theme.
Yeah.
And that...
And I will say, as someone who got married pretty recently, I Googled a lot of vows, right? I was trying to write mine. There's not a lot of or else's in vows.
That's true. That's
fair.
There's
not a lot of threats in vows.
Maybe we should keep some in, you know?
Maybe we should.
I will love you, and you will love me, or else.
Or else. That's or what else. The end of this feels like.
Something Chris and I will often say to each other if we're, like, poking fun at each other is, you married me. You said you would do this right now.
I often say you signed the contract.
You signed the contract.
Again, as if I am a devil. But now I feel I've signed the contract. I'm worried.
I sometimes say, I am your wife. You told people that. And he did. And he did.
I heard him.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah. So we're going to continue. Okay. And I'm so sorry about that.
Wow.
So another few influential Snape wives are... What?
I'd like to record you saying the words influential Snape wives and make that my ringtone. Would that be weird? If every time I got a text, it was said influential
just from
Snape
me,
wife.
Though. Not from everyone. Yes. Just from me.
I'm putting you as that in my phone now.
Yeah, influential exactly. Snape wife. Influential Snape wife. If we had merch... God, dear God.
I would pay for a ball cap that says influential Snape wife.
I'll get you one.
Then another one that says yoga personality after Hilaria Baldwin.
New York yoga personality. Absolutely true. So these women are known as Tanya, Rose, and Conchita, three women who were profiled in an academic paper by Zoe Alderton entitled Snape Wives and Snapeism, a fiction-based religion in the Harry Potter fandom.
Yeah, Snapeism is now new to me. It's feeling more
so
religious.
Snapeism is sort of like encompassing the spiritual aspect, okay. I think, of this. I don't know if there's people who aren't Snape wives.
But are Snapists.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how you would express that. So I'm going to read a little bit to you from this academic paper, obviously.
Thank God we've got the academics on this.
So this is her talking a little bit about these women. She writes, each of these women has dedicated numerous online journals to their live discussions of Snape as a supernatural figure and his role in their lives. They all acknowledge each other as fellow Snape devotees, fandom companions, and spiritual spouses. So again, like sister wives.
Okay.
Rose and Tanya both have vivid experiences of Snape within their lives, frequently experiencing clues as to his presence and his intentions for them. It says see figure one there. Figure one is a crudely photoshopped image of a white woman wearing a veil next to Snape.
Great.
So, that.
Glad we included it in the academic paper.
Tanya even channels Snape and has assisted others to hear his voice. We'll come back to that. Conchita seems to have the greatest trouble in terms of her inclusion within the group and her ability to encounter Snape in a supernatural manner. Despite personal schisms and differences in spiritual experience, there is a very coherent theology of Snape shared between the wives.
So the step that I missed, I think, maybe by design, is that they think Snape is real, right? Like, it feels like it.
Yeah, I think at some point we took a little jumpy jump.
We took a little jump of between, like, how funny that we all love Snape and, like, oh, yeah, I write fan fiction as Snape's wife.
Well, I think this is the tone in which you are taking this in, Sam. I've been saying Snape. They're married to Snape. How could I have been clearer?
You know what?
But you simply couldn't accept it.
And then I said my vows.
And now as a Snape wife.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right behind you. He's always behind you. He's everywhere. So I think it was either them or fans who, like, so definitely there were specific fans who were not fucking around. Who were not fucking around at all. And either they specifically took this from fan fiction towards a more religious place, or that occurred, like, naturally until it just became so niche that it started taking on the air of, like, we're serious about this. Honestly, I feel like a lot of cults start that way. Mm-hmm. It's like, wouldn't it be so funny if... And the other thing about entering a more religious place is the inclusion of spiritual communication, right?
Yeah.
The spiritual communication with Snape, or as a conduit for Snape, right?
Yes.
On the astral plane. Now, I will now explain, for those of you who don't know, reference to the astral plane is basically talking about entering a meditative state of focus. So your mind travels without your body mm-hmm. to a plane of existence beyond the physical.
Yes.
Spiritual, mainly spiritual, religious, mystical, whatever your bag mm-hmm. is. That is what I mean when I say astral plane. That's what they mean.
Yeah.
And so from there, I mean, how can things not snowball a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, once you get the hereafter involved, you kind of got to take it all the way.
Why not?
What are you going to do? Like, move backwards? Yeah. What do you can't really do that.
Stay in the astral plane? You can't.
Exactly. So there were also chat rooms... Like, there's also a difference between people who were Snape wives, meaning they were pledging their
love,
servitude, mm-hmm. love, etc. We heard the vows. To Snape, and some who could communicate with him, not unlike priests. I think that enters sort of a spiritual medium lens of, like, almost like in a cult, there's, like, sort of, like, great prophets and mm-hmm. significant peoples in the community. So some could communicate with him, some couldn't. And so, like, Tanya, for example, was a prominent communicator. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she would call herself other than a Snape wife, like a grand Snape wife or something. But she states on her live journal, Severus Snape may also speak here. This is his journal as well.
Wow.
Which is kind of her.
That's nice.
So it seems that also sometimes he may possess her.
Yes.
In a sense. Just
type on live journal.
So there's a lot more here.
There's a lot.
There's so many things I could read you. There's so many specific, there's so much fan fiction I want to make you read right now. Hmm. And I'm not going to do that for two things. One is time, and two is I looked for something to make you read, like, fan fiction-wise, mm-hmm. like, stories about...
Being married to Snape.
Like, people writing about their marriage to Snape, and they were either too cringe-inducing or too graphically sexual to make you read on the air. And
I've read a romance novel in my day.
I know you have. And so we are shackled by those constraints, and I want to move into the why.
Mm.
Because why? Because why?
Why?
Because why?
Why? Why Snape?
Tell me why.
Also, so you're maybe going to get to this. They think Snape is a spiritual entity who can give them their wishes. Or, like, give them
honestly,
his wishes.
No, honestly, I don't even think that he provides things for them other than, like, confidence. It's like, yeah. He supports me.
Yeah,
he helps me. He gives me comfort and companionship. I don't think he's bringing them, like, riches.
Fair enough. But here's my question. How did he end up in a Harry Potter book? If he is, like, a spiritual entity, why is he in Harry Potter? Like, is J.K. Rowling the original
Snape? Oh, Sam, book? You're asking the wrong questions.
Oh.
This is, you know, when we start picking it apart, that means that you're not a true Snape wife.
Okay.
And as a Snape wife, I would suggest that you maybe change your attitude a little bit.
Wow.
Because I don't know if that's going to fly.
That's fair enough. And I already bound myself. And if I break those vows, I have to make sure I'll die.
Yeah. So I would tread a little bit more lightly.
I'll shut up. That's my bad.
That is your bad. So maybe we can do like a ceremony or something to release you.
Yeah, can I be a,
after
Snape
the podcast?
Divorce?
Yeah,
I'm a Snape ex-wife.
Put that on live journal.
That's another hat.
So Ashley Reese made a great observation in her Jezebel article. Quote: These women had a deeply personal desire to protect Snape. They reminded me of the women who are overly empathetic towards the Columbine shooters, romanticizing the pair as broody and sad. I have actually wanted to cover like the Columbine fandom on the internet because it's terrifying and very interesting. Though not as extreme, Snape wives are similarly attracted by this stereotypical portrayal of masculinity and rationalize Snape's worst transgressions, finding fault with all who may have wronged him. Snape, a cruel but compelling character, was thus rendered into a Byronic hero, his angst so fetishized that he became an alluring, sullen bad boy who is simply misunderstood. Now, we have talked about Daddy of the Romantic Era, Lord Byron, before.
Yes.
I'm going to quickly just explain what a Byronic hero is for those who don't know. Byronic hero refers to a character who's like moody and brooding, traumatized by their past, like very much an outsider, a misfit, but is also like super intelligent and like magnanimous and very smart and like seductive, but in a mysterious way.
Yeah.
So I don't super know how well that applies, but I do think that he would fit the definition of a Byronic hero.
Their image of him, I think he definitely
absolutely
would. Absolutely. But again, and it leads me to think though, like, if you're looking for that in the Harry Potter fandom, I feel like Draco Malfoy is the easier jump. Not that I think Draco Malfoy is a great Byronic hero either, but, like, he's, like, a child who was raised in this, but then, like, at the very end shows glimmers of, like, maybe I don't want to be a white supremacist.
I don't think, I don't think he was wronged enough. I think maybe what they're connecting to is, like, the fact that he was bullied and
fair enough,
sort of outcast everywhere. Now, I am not rationalizing Snape wife ideology or Snape-ism.
but you're saying they make some good points.
We're talking about a Byronic hero. I think the other thing about a Byronic hero is there's a certain level of fuckboy.
Yeah.
Of, like, Lord Byron.
Such a fuckboy.
Fucking sucked in so many ways. So I think there is an element of, like, you think you're all those things, too. Like, you kind of get off on being, like, moody and, like, nobody understands. And I'm not like other boys. So now I do want to quickly touch upon, I think this relates quite a lot to the episode from our back catalog, episode 67, where you talked about what I believe you coined the Dramione paradox.
I also believe I coined that.
What you coined as the Dramione paradox.
Maybe that should be on our merch.
Yeah, something within us sometimes just wants to sexualize men who are mean to us. Like, what the fuck is that about? Can you actually just quickly explain to us the Dramione paradox?
So the way that I defined the Dramione paradox back in the day in our back catalog was what happens when fans of a thing start shipping the primary heroine with one of the main villains. Like, and I had noticed a trend of all of a sudden, like, all these tropes, all these preferences for that kind of thing, and, like, its connection to, like, gender roles, and I can fix him, and all this stuff. And I remember we talked about Draco and Hermione, we talked about Zuko and Katara from Avatar, and then Kylo Ren, that maybe that's
Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Kylo Ren and Rey from Star Wars, which were obviously like on everybody's minds at the time.
And yeah, and I think it doesn't quite fit right in because Snape isn't sort of cast alongside the heroine. Like there isn't, I mean, he's cast, I guess, alongside Lily in a way, but, and I think people use Lily in that way. But yeah, I think that you pointed out a really good point about, like, the tendency for us to take violence and aggression against women and romanticize it almost out of a need.
Yeah.
Because so much of that happens towards women that I think over the centuries, I think it's the sort of the same idea of, like, he's making fun of you because he likes you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is very troubling to me. Tangentially, in the same Reddit thread where I found the Snape vows, Sam's eyebrows just went up. Like, what else are you gonna make me read? I'll read this one. There's a user called I Was Once a Fangirl who has like a thesis of all of this stuff. You should read it. And one part of the writings is titled The Role of Sexism on the Astral Plane.
Ooh.
So I'll read this to you. Quote, one of the reasons some were listed as being unable to contact Snape was because their hearts weren't pure enough for him. All of the Snape wives, who were not regularly visited in their dreams, had some sort of character flaw that made him not want to come. Perhaps they simply weren't attractive enough, or perhaps they had ugly hobbies like swearing too much or biting their nails. Or maybe it was just their personality. They were a gossip, or they were too nosy, or they were too crass. Or maybe it's just that they were too independent for a woman. The same obey your husband doctrine that certain fundamentalist sects push on young women is very visible in Snapeism. Except instead of just obeying husbands in general, it was obeying Snape.
Yeah.
If you weren't being visited by Snape, you didn't obey him enough. To be a good Snape wife, you had to let him do whatever he wanted and listen to his every command. After all, he is a man and you're a woman and he is your master.
Wild.
Which is a good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good point if any of this were real. I mean, it's it is. It's true. And I do think I'm going to let you off the hook now, everyone, who's like, no one's listening to this at this point.
Everyone's like,
nobody could have possibly gotten to the end of this. So we're just kind of hanging out.
Or everyone's wrapped and they're like, maybe I should take the vows.
I don't think that. I don't think that that's what's happening.
They're waiting for us to do the Snape divorce settlement so that we can be free.
But yeah, I am talking about this like it was like a phenomenon. I don't think CNN wrote about this. Like, this was like a very niche thing relegated to a fairly short period of time in the early aughts on fan forums. That like even regular Harry Potter fans probably wouldn't have known about, like the way they know about like, oh, Hermione or whatever. Yeah. This probably wouldn't have even come up in normal circles. However, Harry Potter fandom is still very much alive. Unfortunately, because J.K. Rowling is a dick.
She sucks.
But I don't think that the Harry Potter fandom is going anywhere. And we know, you know, fandoms have cyclical lives.
So true.
Things come back. All right. So, regardless, I think we should stay vigilant and never forget the solemn vows of the Snape wife. And that's all I have to say.
To obey. All right. Can I have my Snape divorce now?
Oh, you want to do it live?
Yeah.
Let's do it live.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's the Snape divorce.
Your wedding ring is between us.
I took off my wedding rings for the bit, and then I thought it would be too loud.
Do we need to light a candle or something?
Yeah, should we light a candle?
You have so many candles in here.
And I don't have a lighter, because I have a
I'll just hold one. I'm going to hold a candle. I'm going to hold this candle.
Yes.
It's not lit.
But I think it's okay. And this candle's good, because it's called Burial Grounds of Historic New England, so I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, what the fuck? How did you get a candle that smells like the Burial Grounds of Historic New England?
I thought it was a funny name for a candle.
Oh, it smells so good.
It smells really nice.
Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, it smells really good, actually.
I feel like that was good ASMR, like you huffing this candle.
Huffing the candle, yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. Here's the ceremony. I'm going to take my wedding rings that I jokingly took off when I married Snape, and I'm going to put them over this candle that's not lit.
Well, it's good, because if it's lit, it means that Snape is with us.
Yes, yeah, so maybe. It's out. And I'm just going to say, you know, Snape, we had a lot of fun, but I think we're better as friends.
Do you think that?
Snape friends. No, I'm kind of being polite to him.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Our communication will just go down and down. We don't share kids or a house or anything. So
I think that's great. Also, that's going to be a clean cut.
Yeah. And so I'm going to say we're better as friends. I'm going to wish it into the universe, onto the astral plane, this breakup text. Now I'm going to put my wedding ring back on. I don't think I'm married to Snape anymore.
Okay.
We did it.
In your opinion, you're no longer married to Snape.
Do you know any more steps?
Some would say that you are.
All right. Well,
you know, it's sort of like in the Catholic Church, like you can never really get divorced.
Yes.
Like if you get divorced, they're like, okay, but you're still married to whoever you're married to.
In the Snaplic Church, I'm still married to
Snape. Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think it would be that dissimilar.
Well, that's fine with me.
I'm
agnostic, baby. Doesn't matter.
You can figure that out. You just maybe keep an eye out.
Yeah, if I see him.
Just if you see him. If you see him.
He's going to be in my dreams tonight like, hey, like, I know you said you still want to be friends. Like, should we go to a movie?
And I would love to hang out. And you're like, oh.
When I said, let's still be friends.
I need space.
Severus. It's like.
It's like, sever this connection. Am I right?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
I hope the Snape wives are well.
I hope so.
Wherever they are now.
I hope so. I pray that they have found solace. Yeah, God knows what else they've gone on to create on the internet, but hopefully, hopefully it's brought them joy.
Hopefully it's something. And I will say this. We talked about how fandoms are cyclical. I've heard a rumor that some TV channel wants to make a TV series out of Harry Potter. Like, they're going to reboot Harry Potter as, like, a 7-season TV series.
Interesting.
And we'll see. I mean, so many TV shows end up in, like, development hell. So who knows if that will ever come to fruition. But if it does, it may mean an awakening.
A resurgence.
For the Snape wife. And we can finally make that influential Snape wife hat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We can get the merch.
The merch will sell.
Yeah.
So we're going to draw up plans for that. but while we do that, until next week. Next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Hope you stay horrified.
Stay horrified.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production. Recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicast, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/imhorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.